Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, November 18th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPECC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Let go last night is the Diamond Bar man who'd been arrested after an SUV plowed through a group of law enforcement recruits on a training run Wednesday morning in Whittier. Not only is he free, but the LA County Sheriff's Department now says he wasn't actually arrested, merely detained. An explanation now from KPECC's Julia Paskin.
The 22-year-old driver was held by deputies following a crash early Wednesday morning in Whittier, which injured 25 recruits, some seriously. While the LA Sheriff's Department states it detained the man on suspicion of attempted murder of a peace officer, penal code requires law enforcement to release someone if they haven't appeared in court and there's insufficient grounds for a criminal complaint. The department cites, quote, the extreme complexity of the investigation as the reason for release. The case is being investigated by CHP and the LA Sheriff's Homicide Division and has not yet been sent to the district attorney's office for review. I'm Julia Paskin.
There will be a new sheriff in Los Angeles County come December 5th. It will be former Long Beach Police Chief Robert Luna. As you know, he easily defeated Sheriff Alex Villanueva in this month's election. Today, Luna thanked the voters of LA County.
That is people in this county who have entrusted me to keep you and your family safe and entrusted me in the issue of police accountability.
And on that point, police accountability, Sheriff Villanueva often resisted oversight efforts. He refused to cooperate with the voter-approved Civilian Oversight Commission that serves as the watchdog over the sheriff's department. Villanueva also launched investigation into frequent critics, including County Inspector General Max Huntsman, Supervisor Sheila Kuehl, and Civilian Oversight Commission member Patty Giggins. Robert Luna says feuding is not his approach to law enforcement oversight.
I'm going in with open arms, ears open, willing to learn, but it's going to be a two-way street. And I expect there to be a good working relationship, but like any other relationships, there's a give and take on both sides.
Incoming LA County Sheriff Robert Luna. He is busy with his transition into office today. He appointed three law enforcement veterans to lead his transition team. A retired Long Beach deputy chief, a member of the LA Police Commission, and the Huntington Beach police chief. One-time Silicon Valley tech darling Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced today in San Jose to more than 11 years in federal prison for conning investors who put millions into her blood testing firm Theranos. She convinced them it had developed a device that could detect all kinds of diseases from a few drops of blood. Well, the technology was a bust. The 38-year-old Holmes was facing a sentence of up to 20 years for investor fraud and conspiracy. She got 11. She's due to report to prison in late April. It took 18 months of negotiations, plus a few walkouts and picket lines, but nurses at Kaiser Permanente hospitals and clinics say they've reached a tentative agreement on a new contract. Eric Newsom is an ICU nurse at the Kaiser Permanente LA Medical Center. He says the deal includes guarantees to prevent challenges that nurses face during the pandemic.
At one point, we were going to be asked to reuse masks, put them in a bag, put them on a shelf, and over time, according to the employer, they would be disinfected naturally. And we had to rally outside the hospital to get that stopped.
Kaiser Permanente nurses are members of the California Nurses Association. Nurse Eric Newsom says the contract doesn't give them everything they wanted, but it gives them enough that they've called off another two-day strike plan for next week. In a statement, Kaiser Permanente says the contract reflects its deep appreciation for the nurses' commitment during the pandemic. The nurses will vote to ratify that contract on Tuesday. October unemployment numbers are out. The California Employment Development Department says the state has now recovered the 2.7 million jobs it lost during the pandemic. But here's more. LA County's jobless rate came in at 4.9%. That's seasonally adjusted. It's way down from last year's 7.3% October jobless rate. Now, a wrinkle in the numbers. LA County's October unemployment rate this year was slightly higher than the September rate. Last year, it went down from September to October. So is that a sign the economy and maybe inflation are cooling off? Not sure, but it is something to watch. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.